Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. We're down to the wire for ag tag donations for those who still need to renew their farm license plates by this Thursday. State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quirrell says his office has been promoting those donations, which he suspects are not top of mind with all farm license plate holders.
Usually not. And a lot of times when you explain that the money comes back half to the state, half to the local level, and that it actually goes to support youth agricultural programs, that usually clears up any misperception. So it's important that we get out there and make a final push to just raise the awareness of Ag Tag and also let people know that it is a voluntary donation. And so even if a farmer doesn't donate on every farm license plate that they may have, we encourage them to do it on at least one or a couple.
It was just a few years ago that the Ag Tag donation program was instituted, and it has been growing. Sheldon McKinney, executive director of the Kentucky FFA Foundation, is quite aware of its impact.
It's huge for us. This year, Kentucky FFA received $180,000. That was our third of the Ag Tag money. In total, it generated $535,000. And then we divide that equally between Kentucky Proud, Kentucky 4-H, and Kentucky FFA.
So McKinney, as well as 4-H and Kentucky Proud program leaders, are hopeful that farm license plate holders who still need to complete that renewal chore by this Thursday will make an Ag Tag donation. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
As that farm license plate renewal deadline of this Thursday approaches, State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles feels this is a real opportunity for those who've come through the leadership ranks of 4-H and FFA to give back, to say thanks for what those two organizations have meant.
I am a product of 4-H and FFA. I can understand how appreciative former 4-H Clover Bud and FFA members are of this local money coming back to help support the rising costs that sometimes are associated, whether it's helping a kid go to camp or buy an FFA jacket or help subsidize scholarships. It worked for me, and there's lots of great people across the Commonwealth who've been touched by 4-H and FFA, and this is a way for them to give back every year.
State Ag Commissioner Ryan Quarles on giving back with Ag Tag donation. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.